Seorang rektor Universitas Victoria menentang hubungan antara nilai yang diberikan dengan kelulusan siswa kelas 12. Ia mengatakan, The Australian Tertiary Admission Rank atau ATAR seharusnya tidak digunakan sebagai standar menentukan keberhasilan siswa. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Zara Zayer. Haruskah ATAR menjadi faktor utama untuk menilai siswa untuk masuk ke universitas? ATAR merupakan ranking nasional bagi siswa yang lulus dari kelas 12. Dikhawatirkan nilai ini tidak mencerminkan potensi siswa atau secara akurat mengukur keberhasilan siswa. Rektor Universitas Victoria, Profesor Peter Dawkins, mengatakan, nilai ATAR seharusnya tidak digunakan secara terpisah.
The thing about ATARs is that they provide a piece of information, but only one piece of information. And so the important question for universities is to determine how well a student's going to do in a course and whether or not, you know, they should be accepted into that course. And our analysis shows that some students with very high ATAR scores actually don't do very well, and some students with very low ATAR scores actually do sensationally well.
Professor Dawkins mengatakan, faktor-faktor lainnya, misalnya latar belakang ekonomi siswa, pengalaman sebelumnya, dan motivasi juga harusnya dipertimbangkan. Susan Connolly dari the Victorian Tertiary Admission Center setuju dengan pendapat ini.
As always, the clearly in ATAR should be looked at in conjunction with the percentage below. It is simply a guide, and that students should always list the courses they really want to get into, being a little bit realistic, but list their dream courses at number one and work from there.
Rachel, yang berusia 23 tahun yang lulus dari kelas 12 dengan sistem ini, dengan nilai ATAR yang rendah. Ia ternyata berhasil mencapai cita-citanya kuliah di jurusan teknik sipil.
I knew that you had to do really well in my methods, math methods, specialist maths, which I took both of those, and then a good study score in English. I think physics was highly regarded as well.
Profesor Peter Dawkins dari Universitas Victoria mengatakan dukungan yang lebih besar seharusnya disediakan untuk membantu siswa untuk menuju karir yang tepat.
It's very important that that students and universities and the schools that students come from have a very good dialogue about what are good pathways for them, what are the right courses given their background, where are they going to end up. And it's that kind of dialogue and rich understanding that we need to get into our student population rather than giving undue emphasis to this thing called the ATAR score.